Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with YMCA Executive Director Becky Harkema about the WISE feasibility study results.
I was very, very pleased with the results, and really the effectiveness came from our advisory committee that I worked with the feasibility study, and I want to thank all those community leaders for their help and advice with all of that. We ended up doing 47 interviews with various community leaders within the surrounding area of Washington and within the city limits of Washington. And really primarily what it came back to say is that people are very favorable about the YMCA and the YMCA's image. There is a high precedence to do some type of capital campaign and capital campaign expansion. So to not do anything would be a mistake. So that was the number one thing, is that we do need some type of expansion. The question is where is that expansion and what does it look like? So what I will be doing are community forums. My goal is really to do 3 community forums between now and the end of the year to get community feedback on what they would like to see in a new facility and location. We are continuing to have conversations with the City of Washington about the proposed Wellness Park site and how we can collaborate with that. And then my other steps in all this process by the end of the year is to engage in an architect and a consulting firm to help with these community conversations and the best approach in going forward. So then, after we get all that done, January will quickly arrive, and we'll look to do a capital campaign beginning in January. The goal with that is to have our goal completed by the end of 2014.
What is the total amount that you're trying to raise?
So they gave us a range of these 47 individuals. That's all that was tested. So there could be other folks who we didn't get in touch with, and so that can raise the dollars. But it would be a goal of $5 million to $9.6 million. So that's still quite a big range, but what we'll do through these community forums is see what folks would like, and then that will also generate how much the cost of the facility would be. So the goal would at some point be between $5 and $9.6 million.
And with this expansion, do you foresee offering more activities for the community?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that's the goal, because if you look at our revenues and really our net from previous years, there has not been much growth, except you will see growth when the Wellman Parkside YMCA joined the association. There was growth with that. So having a larger gym and a larger pool will generate more activity and, of course, more revenue. The other important thing is to be fiscally conservative once it's built, so that operationally we are in the black and that we're not draining cash per se. So we'll need to do a cost analysis on however that building will look and take into factors of occupancy costs and things of that nature.
And how do you feel about all of this? Are you excited?
Oh, I'm very excited. I think it's just going to be a great thing for the community. I really feel the outreach will be much more extensive for the county. You know, there's people who want to come to the YMCA, but we just don't have the space for them to do an activity. And I think it's just going to be a wonderful thing. And even more than that is just the collaborative efforts that are beginning now. And I think that's even better. And when a community has a strong YMCA, it really brings people together. And that's what my hope is.
Great. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share?
If folks have questions, I want them to feel free to stop in at the YMCA and visit with me or give me a call.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with YMCA Executive Director Becky Harkema. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.